Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think the Bible is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Tuesday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, hurtling at ya from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, USA. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours. It be a couple of minutes after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in out on the Eastern Coast. If it ain't that time, you may be listening to a rerun here on the Crab Diving Network, crabdiving.com/live, or possibly you've downloaded us as a podcast from iTunes, from Stitcher, or the best place where the coolest, bestest people hang out, crabdiving.com. Thanks for joining us. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. Welcome to the show, Freedom.
Freedom. Is right?
Isn't that the main thing we're going to talk about today? Freedom.
Is that a William Wallace reference?
Freedom. The Scottish guy.
I could take my life.
Played by the anti-Semitic guy.
The anti-woman, anti-Semitic. I think didn't he whip the N-word out too when he was talking to on those... We're talking about Mel Gibson and the
yeah, he did.
Yeah, he said that she was going to go out and get raped by a pack of N-words, right?
Wasn't nice.
The way it was? Mel Gibson.
But he's really talented.
He is. He's a hell of a director.
So let's give him a pass.
And a good actor. And, he can almost pass the ball or run the ball or catch the ball, get away with some shenanigans like the...
You think it's better to be an actor or an athlete if you're in trouble? If you have a DUI and you kill someone, is it easier to get off if you're an actor or an athlete or a musician?
That's a tough one.
Because a guy in Motley Crue got off. Remember that? Didn't Nikki Six kill someone? Vehicular manslaughter. He was drunk and ran somebody over on...
Right.
They were having like a Coke party or something, and he went to pick up some beer.
But that's just... I mean, that could be just privilege, right?
That's just dumb luck.
Because there's plenty of rich white people that get off with that aren't famous or that aren't actors or that aren't... an athlete or anything like that.
And they
still get off.
Sure.
Like this Dennis Hastert thing. Did you see? I forget which asshole Republican. I think it was King. Said something about how the real victim in the Dennis Hastert deal, former Illinois congressman who became Speaker of the House.
Yes.
Who allegedly did some diddling and was paying somebody hush money.
Don't you think we can almost stop saying allegedly? There's been no proof.
There's no DNA under his fingernails or boy pubes or anything in his teeth.
That is disgusting.
I think it was Peter King.
Right.
From New York said, well, the real victim in this is Dennis Hastert.
See, that's what it means to be a rich white guy.
Right.
If you do something bad, all of a sudden you're a victim because you're getting in trouble for it, maybe.
Right.
So is Sandusky just a tremendous victim, right?
Oh, of course. How dare that assistant coach interrupt his nice warm shower with that boy.
Right.
His privacy. Ugh.
I lost my point. I mean, I remember when that whole story came out, everybody was so concerned with how this is going to affect the legacy of Joe Pa. Right. The basketball coach. Or wait, or was that the football coach? Football Who coach. Gives a
yeah,
shit?
He, yes. Right. And it did, right? I mean, it.
Yeah.
Because he heard about it and just kind of pushed it under the rug.
He facilitated it, you know?
Yeah, I mean.
So they took his statue down.
So it was Peter King. I just looked it up.
Oh, really?
The Peter King, Representative Peter King from New York, who was a prominent Republican, who served under...
Be careful.
Under Hastert, was said, apparently this person came and threatened to disclose something on Denny Hastert that goes back over 35 years. That happened 35 years ago. He was taking money out illegally to pay the person. The only victim here is Denny Hastert. Hey, what does it matter
Good
if he
God.
Diddled some kid? It was 35 years ago. Bygones,
I mean,
bygones.
That's, you know, so he molested someone. I mean, technically, that's molestation, or is it even rape? Is it rape? I mean, he was a minor, right?
Right.
And Hastert was an adult.
How many years ago was the whole Monica Lewinsky thing?
And I feel so bad for
how many
Denny.
Times have we heard about that already when it comes to Hillary?
What do you mean? Like,
they're bringing up Monica Lewinsky and that.
Yeah.
And,
but believe me, I mean, that was consensual.
Didn't that Paula Jones not that long ago come out and say something about how, oh, well, Hillary, I wouldn't vote for her because she enabled Bill to, you know, shit on women or whatever.
Yeah. they quite an agenda. They had a party over there at the White House when Bill was in charge, right?
There was a, I guess, at least Bill did.
Yeah.
I
but I mean, the Monica Lewinsky thing, that was consensual. That's different than the Denny Hastert scandal,
right?
I mean, I guess you could say, well, maybe whoever Dennis was with was
but there's still the power thing. I
consensual,
mean, it's still,
but he's
it's
an
still
adult.
Inappropriate because it was an employee-employer kind of situation. However, consensual.
Right. I just moved the cord, and I think I pulled my back out.
Oh no! Call somebody. Out there, we need an emergency chiropractor.
No, don't come over. No one's allowed in the studio.
So it was Congressman Representative King who's defending little Denny Hastert, because that's what they do. They defend diddlers, right? The Duggars, the Denny Hastert.
People, you always hear women and children first. No, white guys. Straight, white, rich dudes.
If it had been a Democrat,
yes,
that did this, I mean,
crucifixion,
it could have been 75 years ago that, and they would have been like, he should still be rotten in jail because he touched a boy.
Yeah, well, what would happen if it was a Democrat? I don't think you'd hear anybody on the left getting it wrong. You wouldn't hear somebody say, oh, you know, so and so's a victim because he diddled someone,
right? That's
the Democrats would get that shit right. You know, the Republicans, you know.
Not so much.
The party of sexism, racism, homophobia. You guys fuck up a lot.
Islamophobia.
Yeah, you don't want to pay people enough, blah, blah, blah. It goes on and on and on, you cunts.
And thankfully it does. That's why we have a show. There's a lot of material.
They're enablers.
Speaking of,
yes.
I have a feeling this might be one of the headlines, but what the hell? Let's get our Sarah Palin drop, see what the headlines are.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower in Los Angeles, California, these are your headlines for June the 16th.
The year of our Lord,
2015.
Oh, shit.
Over at the Commie Pinko Liberal
Iffy
Huffington Post.
Wee wee.
The headline, there's a photograph of James Earl Jones Bush.
Fuck you.
Or Jebediah Bush.
Right.
Or Jerkoff Enema Big Dick Bush. I don't know what J-E-B stands for.
Pull my finger.
John Ellis Bush.
John Ellis.
It's amazing how many people don't know that. I didn't know that, and had to look it up. I thought his middle name was Jebediah or some shit like that. No, Jeb, that's his initials.
As soon as I angled the camera more on you, we got shitloads of hearts on a Periscope. Wow. You got a fucking fan out there.
Yeah. He's like Job on what was that show with
Arrested Development,
right? Wasn't
Job.
It G-O-B?
Oh, yeah.
His name was G-O-B, and he went by the name Job.
Right.
Which is really Gob, but anyway. So there's a picture of Jeb Bush.
Fuck you.
You said Bush.
Right.
And it says, who done it? With 1, 2, 3 question marks.
Yeah.
Which means it's really a big question.
Oh, shit.
Jeb Bush accepts that climate is changing. Well, that's quite open. And that's really quite cosmopolitan of him.
Wow.
He accepts that the climate is changing, but he is less certain about the notion, supported, by the way, as
yes.
is pointed out here, by an overwhelming number of scientists, that human activities have contributed to the problem. It's getting hotter.
It's getting hot in here.
It's my Mexican gardeners are having to mop the sweat off their brow far more frequently.
Oh, Felipe, quit sweating all over the armoire.
I know. Could you stop schwitzing?
Yes.
My wife is, well, his wife is.
What?
Is of Hispanic descent. Maybe he doesn't have any.
They got a mixed marriage.
They've got black.
What? Quit perspiring on the rose garden.
He said the climate is changing, whether
yes.
men are doing it or not, which I guess also against the standard GOP protocol. Apparently,
fuck
he's
you.
Evolved.
Oh, yes.
His views have evolved because he used to say, oh, nothing's happening. Look, it's nice out.
I have a question.
Yes.
You said his views have evolved. So does he believe in
no.
evolution?
Oh, Jeb?
I mean, surely to God he does. I mean,
this says that he converted to Catholicism.
Oh, God.
So he says he's a little skeptical about taking advice
now
on issues like climate change from Pope Francis.
Popity dopity.
Who I think has more science credentials than this guy who crawled out of a privileged vagina.
Well, I mean, Pope Francis is a chemist, is he
yes,
not?
Yes, a master's degree in chemistry.
Well, you know how he got that degree, the same way Ben Carson's did. He prayed,
Jesus,
and
God, right.
Jesus was like, hey, you don't know the periodic table? Let me upload it to your stupid fucking
Man,
brain.
God must love chemistry, because it was the same.
God loves the fuck out of chemistry.
It was the same deal, right?
Yes.
So this says that Bush, who converted to Catholicism 20 years ago. Wow. I'm just trying to wrap my brain around converting to Catholicism.
I know. I mean, from the outside looking in, you're like, that
as somebody, yeah, who
is miserable.
Whose nails are still bloody from scratching to get out
yeah,
40
yeah.
years ago, 50 get, years ago, 60 years
get
ago.
Get the fuck out of here. It was 60. Come on, whatever. Listen, I mean, you know, you're right. Who the fuck would join? I mean, you would have to be born into that. Like, who would be like, you know, I want to join the Quiverful movement.
I want you right.
Who would do that? Well, I want to get molested.
Somebody who wants their wife to flip over and present that vag whenever they snap their fingers.
Present vag!
He said, Francis, Pope Francis, the Popey Dopey, is, quote, an extraordinary leader and, quote, really cool.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he's really cool.
He's
Isn't that
cool.
what the kids say these days?
I heard he's super cool.
Look, I'm trying to attract the Negro crowd.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that what they say these days? but he says that, quote, religion ought to be about making us better as people.
Oh, fuck
and
that.
And less about things that end up getting into the political realm. That's
right.
kind of the same shit that Frothy Mix.
Yes, Santorum.
Right, said. Where, you know, the Pope should stay out of science.
Unless it's serving my needs, the Pope should stay out of my business.
Right. Although, on this, this is a good thing. You know, we need the Pope to come out and say, wear rubbers.
Right.
And take pills to prevent more kids from popping out of vaginas.
That'll never
shit
happen.
Like that. And, you know, treat women better.
Boring.
But this is at least a little move forward, this whole climate change thing, because there's a billion, one point something billion Catholics around the world. And if the Pope is saying,
recycle,
hey, we got to start taking some leadership for this climate change thing, that's kind of a big deal.
Will there ever be any, I mean, I don't even know how if this makes any sense, but will there ever be any sacraments dedicated to climate change or the environment?
I don't know.
I mean, how does that even work? You know what I mean? Like,
right.
How are sacraments created?
Do you have
created?
Sacraments in the whatever heathen...
I don't know.
Whatever heathen religion you grew up in.
I don't think so.
No,
it's pretty easy. You just sit there. You go eat after. That's
right.
No big deal.
Yeah,
it's not a thing. We only do communion once a month. I mean, that's how little they care.
The Catholics have a couple thousand years of figuring out ways to make everything more regimental and bullshit.
Well, they fucking, they drank you to death, you know? Well, all the Catholics,
the Irish ones,
they're so drunk. They'll do whatever, though. It's not hard.
They even put wine in the whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
In the whole agenda, you got to take a shot of wine. And it's not good wine. It's really not good wine.
Why is that? I mean, because it would be expensive, right? They gotta get shitty.
Well,
wine.
I'm sure if you go into the rectory, there's a lot of good taste in Jesus juice in there.
You think there's ever been like a you think there's ever been like a rich guy, a Catholic dude, who's like, oh, I hate this communion wine. I'm gonna buy cases and cases of the shit
probably.
I like. And then what do they do? Sit it in the sacristy?
As long as he casts the magic over it, I don't think there's a real like. I don't think God prefers a cab. Over like a Merlot. I don't know.
Someone's giving us hearts over that.
Well, that's
a lot.
Nice. Thank you, people.
We must be right. That must be how it works.
So I'm not really sure about how that goes. So that's the headline anyway, over at the Commie Pinko Liberal, Huffington the Post, Jeb Bush, who done it? he's tap dancing as much as, the slightly oafish Jeb Bush can tap dance.
Wow. Who do you think's a better dancer?
Oh, George.
George?
Did you see George doing that African dance at one time?
Yeah.
In his defense, none of these guys should be doing, even Obama, when Obama tries to dance and none of it's pretty. These are nerds. These are lawyers. These are intellectuals. These are rich guys.
If we can get racial. Just for a second. I mean,
sure.
Jeb is married to a Spanish
for
person.
A moment identify as black.
Okay.
Like Rachel Dozhal.
Okay. Are you black now?
I am.
I am Asian.
Right.
Address me as such.
For the next 3 minutes, I will be Fiji in.
Listen, do you think Jeb's a better dancer? Because, here's my thinking. His wife is Mexican or Spanish? What is it? Is she Mexican?
I don't know what she's. Hispanic. She's
Let's
Latin.
Just say she was raised, where they have quinceañeras and all these different parties where there are dancing. It's part of her culture. Now, white people, generally, their birthday parties and they're coming out and they're sweet 16. There's no dancing, right?
Well, right.
Not
it's got to
really.
Be a miserable affair.
Yeah. You got to make
like
it
God
sad.
Wanted it to be. Yeah.
So that's why I'm saying Jeb might be a better dancer. He might have been exposed to it more.
Now, right.
I don't know. I don't know about George. Maybe he was a big dancer when he used to do the coke.
The end of this article says that he's not the only candidate in the race to acknowledge the existence of climate change. There are still ones who don't even acknowledge that it fucking exists.
That's so fucking stupid. It exists. Come on. I know. How do you know climate change exists? How do you know?
Lindsey Graham said so.
Oh, really?
Lindsey Graham.
Right.
Has said that if he's elected president, I promise to, quote, address climate change, CO2 emissions in a business-friendly way.
Now, is it true that he only wears flats to work? Is it true that he only wears flats to work because heels is just too much for his arches when he's filibustering?
Lindsey Graham, when he's out shooting.
Oh, yes. Right? Does he shoot? Is he? Oh, yeah, that's right.
There was something on MSNBC, one of the... their reporters, their correspondents, their whatever you call them, journalists, went out shooting with Lindsey Graham.
Oh, really?
She said he's a good shot. They were skeet shooting.
Skeet. Who's that rapper that's like, skeet, 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 skeet? You know what I'm talking about?
I mean,
you know that song. You know what I mean? Dave Chappelle used to make a joke about it all the time.
Oh,
it's like Usher.
It's not really R. Kelly or something. R. Kelly pisses on
yeah,
people.
Yeah, he was a pee person.
Right.
It matters not. Skate.
Go to crabdiving.com. I think we have some gratuitous R. Kelly jokes in their event somewhere. Go to crabdiving.com for everything, for past episodes of this great show and everything
that's, right.
that's on the network. We got a lot of entertainment for you here on the Crab Diving Network. Streaming 24/7 and also available as podcasts. You can chat with us during the show if you like. Hey, follow us on the Twitter. If you tweet us during the show, maybe we'll read that shit. It's at Crab Diving.
Oh, shit.
One word. Also, we are periscoping.
Right. I just angled on myself for a while. It was on you.
We were well,
previously.
You.
You were getting shitloads of hearts.
I wasn't aware of my close-up.
Yeah, you know.
Did you have the Barbara Streisand filter on it?
It was canted.
So that I look 20 years younger?
I got the angle canted because this shitty... I wish I knew the brand of tripod that I bought for my iPhone.
I assume
it's the shittiest thing ever.
Not made in America.
Whoever built this sucks. You suck at your job.
But it was like $10 on eBay, right?
Yeah, but it's
like
$10 and it should still fucking work. That's the best I can do. It's sideways.
Well, there's another
look.
One. There's a.
Do you not acknowledge that sucks?
Yeah,
that sucks.
There's another one coming. It also assumes that you're shooting in landscape, which for Periscope ain't the case.
Right.
You have to shoot.
It's no landscape.
Anyway, sorry, anybody. So over at let's dumb it down. Let's dial our clocks back whenever the fuck.
Too late.
You feel like.
Hello.
Whenever, you know, you have the medieval beliefs of our friends on the right.
Right.
And
whenever you want to believe that the earth is 6,000 fucking years old. That's okay.
Okay. This is. I'm going to say bad words
okay.
in a moment because this is going to enrage me. Yesterday's Crab Diving, if you go to yesterday's Crab Diving at crabdiving.com.
iTunes.
iTunes or Stitcher. If you're
rate
on iTunes,
us.
Yeah. If you're on iTunes or Stitcher.
Four stars.
Yeah, five. Four five. Or five. Whatever the maximum number of stars is.
Thumbs up.
We talked about these asshole one percenters who are squealing and crying because... they're being asked to ration water here in this drought-ridden state because, well, what about our golf courses?
Right.
What about my azaleas?
I want everything to be pretty.
We moved to the desert and totally terraformed the fuck out of it using millions of gallons of water.
These are people...
And we want to maintain the kind of land here that doesn't belong, goddammit.
These are people that are getting these vaginal rejuvenations. Do you think they're going to put up with a brown lawn?
Right.
They don't put up with brown people. Fuck that.
Exactly. Except working on their brown lawn.
Absolutely. Well, they keep it green.
And there were a couple of quotes. There's one asshole who was like, well, you know, people aren't equal when it comes to water. Actually said that.
And then, what does that mean?
And then some cosmic level asshole walking. They interviewed her as she was riding the trails through their community on her show horse.
Ooh.
And she said, well, what do they expect us to just have? Dirt around our 4-acre house? What's wrong with them?
It's so fucking funny.
Not
dirt. Anything but that.
Yeah, just fuckers. Just the epitome of the cosmic asshole that has ruined this fucking country.
That being said, I think our sprinklers still go off in the middle of the night.
It's not our building.
Yes. We do not own the studio.
The
man does.
So the headline over at Drudge apparently is about the same story, but of course, because it's corporatist, fuckwad, dickhead, ass-licker Drudge.
Oh, yes.
It's going to come at it from the point of view of, oh, those poor, poor, poor one percenters who help out everyone here in the country by benevolently living in their giant mansions and having their green lawns and their putting greens in their bathroom. The headline on the Drudge Report about this fucking water thing says, state cuts off water to wealthy California town.
Oh, no. What are we going to do?
Oh, my God.
There are people living in Appalachia somewhere, and they're like, I mean,
are kids in Syria who have napalm falling into their eyes.
Yeah.
And on Drudge, the biggest... atrocity happening in the United States of America right now is that Mountain House, California
is
days away from having no water at all.
Oh, no. Well, what happens, though, if you're a rich person and you live in this paradise and all of a sudden you look out your window and your grass isn't green? How do you keep from blowing your brains out?
Right.
I mean, what are we going to do if these rich people just start offing themselves en masse?
My wife's going to have to double her Effexor.
You better keep those pills coming, by the way. I know we got problems with the water, but those pharmaceuticals, they better keep coming.
So I guess one of the community's sole source of water, the Byron Bethany Irrigation District, is one of 114 senior water rights holders cut off by some curtailment notice.
Not curtailment.
That was handed out.
Say it ain't so.
They're cutting. Oh, I think what's happening is that, you know, maybe some of these water sources aren't completely 100% authorized.
Oh, I see.
California ordered dramatic cuts to farmers who have water rights dating back more than 100 years. So these are people who bought the rights to some giant aquifer for, you know, a few blankets and some beads from some natives, or they just, you know, kabang bang.
Oh, I'm sure they just killed
them. Oh, we paid them fair market lead.
I saw that episode of Deadwood.
114 senior rights holders told them to stop diverting water and start releasing previously stored water. Those who violate the order face fines up to $1,000 a day.
No.
$2,500 per acre foot.
Perfect.
Some of these have water rights dating back to before 1903. If your water rights go back before 1903, you can keep diverting your water. So they're saying if it's less than 100 years old or something, you got to start, coughing up some of that water.
At what point do you say you've owned this enough and your family has made enough money from this? But I guess you feel like it's yours. So why should someone have what's mine?
Right.
But, I mean, it is fucking water. I mean, you know, fuck off.
Farmers are saying there might be millions in crop losses, job losses.
Millions.
So the thing is, it's also the sole water provider for Mountain House, where the sprinklers, it says, were running on Friday as new homes were being built.
Oh, my God. How much water does it take for new construction, I wonder?
Oh, probably a good amount.
And people are watering their lawns with shit you could be drinking. That's just fucking nuts.
They're saying that the senior rights holders are threatening to sue the state, that the water board is using a bulldozer when it needs a scalpel.
Meh. Fuck you. Maybe we should have a rule like you can't use water on vegetation unless you're going to fucking eat it. How about that?
I mean, but that might also be the case. However, there's a lot of abuse that's been going on with these fucking water rights where these assholes are just like, well, I'm going to suck up all the water I want and I'm going to sell it to Nestle. Or I'm going to suck up all the water I want and I'm going to spray the fuck out of my almond crops isn't it almonds that are the worst crop to grow as far as water?
Oh, it's ridiculous, but I love almonds. Oh my God, delicious.
And it's trying to turn California, like areas with these lawns and shit. It's supposed to be a goddamn desert, scrubland.
So you're saying
cactuses and shit growing here, not Kentucky farm grass.
We're disturbing the natural order of things.
Well, they already did, and they're whining about the fact that Mother Nature's saying, no, look, hey, want it back.
Right.
I want my cactus back.
Do you think that's what it is? Do you think Mother Nature is withholding water because...
Not cognizantly.
She's pissed off.
God's mad because of the gay people. Oh, we know that.
Well, God's always mad.
And the abortion, that other one.
Right.
That other California rep not that long ago.
Could this be the work...
Blamed it on abortion.
Could this be the work of gay God? The water in Florida? in California?
It absolutely could be the work of gay God.
But why would gay God take California's water? Why wouldn't gay God take Alabama's water?
I don't... Well, that's... The Lord works in mysterious ways.
Oh, God.
I forgot. You got to
everything.
Always
does,
go back to that one. Yeah,
yeah.
Is your gay God going to come and save you?
Is your gay God going to come and save you?
So, I'm thirsty, gay God, please.
So Drudge is all upset over the poor 1%ers who are going to lose some water rights.
I mean,
if there are people in that town and neighborhood who are getting caught up in the restriction of giant corporate farms that are abusing the privilege of these water rights.
Yes.
Then, yes, then they do need to take a look at that. And that ain't fair. But I'm not going to feel sorry for those that have been sucking willy-nilly at the teat of the water in this state for profit.
Yeah.
Now having to, you know, maybe back the fuck off a little bit.
I mean, not everything has to be a fucking profit operation.
Oh, you commie.
Well, no shit. I mean, obviously, I'm a big hippie over here. I mean, you know.
How dare you? Everything has to be profitable. That's what Jesus wanted.
How do you know?
Were you there?
Were you there? Jesus wants California to have green fucking lawns.
He does.
Enough said.
Right.
Bullshit ticket 69.
That's why he made rich people.
Oh, he created the rich white person.
He loved rich people, right?
In his image.
That's all Jesus talked about was how much he loved the rich, hanging with them and driving around in their souped up horse carts.
You think that's what was good? The souped up horse carts? That horse got rims on him.
Yeah, there's a...
You think, yeah. Oh, fuck it, I don't care. I was going to say, how do you think... Why did God make his only son white? But then having be born in Africa,
I think that may be an incorrect depiction.
Right.
It's like Rachel Dolezal. Hashtag, it's Jesus identifying as white I identify as black.
Our perfect Lord is the opposite of her.
She's been interviewed, you know, by the way, and said that the hashtag last night that was trending is, I identify as black.
Right.
So she said that she identifies is black. Are we no longer periscoping?
Oh, yeah, we're no longer.
Oh, okay.
My phone was dying. I was getting pissed off at it.
Arrivederci to the periscope.
Yeah.
What else is going on here in the world?
Well, there's that hacking scandal.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
I don't know anything about it. You just sent me the link. I didn't have a chance to look at it because this fucking day job of mine's killing me. But, wow. I'm just glad it's against the Cardinals. That's all I need to know.
Yeah, it's...
I love it.
There was a hacking of the some of the internal files of the Astros, I want to say, last year.
By the fucking Cardinals?
Well, the FBI has been investigating, and now they're saying...
I love it.
...that federal prosecutors are looking at the Cardinals for hacking...
That's the best.
...the Astros to steal information about players.
Do they say what players? I mean, it's fascinating. I mean, you know, the great thing about the story is that the Cardinals are one of these teams in baseball that people hold them up to this thing that was like the Cardinals culture, you know, because they win every year without really having a huge star on their team. But somehow they win because they have the best
assholes
clubhouse culture, whatever the fuck that means.
Right.
Now it turns out they're a bunch of fucking cheaters. Nah. I love it.
Investigators uncovered evidence that the Cardinals officials...
Oh, shit.
This is from the New York Times, that they broke into a network of the Astros that housed special databases, internal discussions about trades, proprietary statistics, scouting reports were compromised. Officials did not say which employees were the focus of the investigation. Or whether or not they know if the team's high-ranking officials were aware of the hacking, whether they authorized it. The investigation is being led by the FBI. Well, why don't they do like the cops and just let baseball investigate itself?
Yeah,
the way things work?
And then what's the difference anyway if you think about it? Because all they're doing is probably going in there to find information, health records. Maybe they were interested in trading for someone on the Astros and they wanted some insider information.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what's the difference between that and sending a scout down to watch some kid play? You know.
But they've got...
I mean, I guess you can't break into somebody's fucking...
Well, yeah, and if they've got internal documents saying we should go for this guy and we should trade this guy and we should get rid of this guy and we should, you know...
Or maybe there's a doc in there that says, hey, we're worried about this guy's elbow, but we're not telling anybody because we don't have to. Or maybe somebody's juicing.
MLB is fully cooperating with the investigation. The Cardinals officials that are under investigation have not been put on leave.
Damn it. Who are they? I want to fucking know. I want names.
They say the commissioner is likely to wait until the conclusion of the government's investigation.
Nah, what a pussy. Just say.
It says from 1994 to 2012, the Astros and the Cardinals were division rivals in the National League.
Aren't the Cardinals owned by John Moses, something named like that, some ancient old guy?
I don't know who.
He doesn't know how to hack. You know what I mean? It's got to be some low-level guy, some nerd.
So there you go. The FBI is aggressively investigating all threats to any public or private sector systems.
Yeah, and I bet the Cardinals were just sitting back and laughing their asses off when the Cubs were being investigated about how they recruited Joe Madden from the Rays, because maybe they thought they talked to him before his contract was up or something.
Right, right. Shenanigans.
Yeah. Well, that turned out to be nothing. There was nothing to hide, right. Nothing to be seen. This sounds a little bit more sinister, doesn't it? I mean, my God.
Well, right. They're breaking into secure systems.
I mean, just because they're the beloved Cardinals doesn't mean that they can just break into your network and steal information about your, you know, your team. How dare they?
I'm confused for a moment to abruptly shift gears here. Sorry. As I was closing that story, the Drudge Report was still open, and I noticed...
Gross.
There's a really strange picture they're using for the Pope thing. It says...
Popity-dopity.
Pope issues dire climate warning, unprecedented damage, rich nations destroying poor... Calls for new global authority.
Oh, shit.
Oh, they hate that one.
Oh, yeah. Sign of the beast.
So, but the picture that they have above it,
right,
which doesn't link to anything, this is a picture they chose to depict what's going on, is a picture of, I think it's a dove being attacked by a crow. Do you see that? It's a dove being attacked by a crow. What the fuck does that mean?
It looks like a pigeon. Is that a crow, not a pigeon?
Is it? But it's a black pigeon. It's a white dove.
Why has it got to be black?
Of course, being attacked by a black bird of some sort.
This is on Drudge. What the fuck does that mean?
Now, the pigeon represents the Pope.
Okay.
Kind of. You know, he releases pigeons and stuff like, or doves.
And who's the crow, Satan?
Well, that's it. What is this? What is this? I don't know.
Is it a real picture?
I don't know what the imagery is.
Or is it photoshopped? Is there really a crow in the picture with a dove?
It looks like that dove is getting its ass kicked by this black bird.
Do you think the dove was one of those ones that a magician uses to pull out of a hat or throw out of his...
They always fare really well.
Yeah, in the wild. They can't be that like street smart, can they?
Oddly, I don't know what that fucking weird imagery means about the black bird attacking the white bird. That has to do with climate change.
I don't know.
Very strange things going on over at the Drudge Report.
Yeah, they're trying to be artsy, you know? Hey, listen, right-wing nut jobs, leave that to us.
Yeah.
We're better at the creative shit.
Right.
You guys, what are they good at? At Vile Experience? What are they good at? Homophobia?
NASCAR?
Oh, yes. Good one. The homophobia? I mean, in general, you just straight up hate. They're good at that.
Right. Judgment.
Oh, good. Judgment. That's a good one. What else is the right good at? 323-601-LIBS. Give us a call if you could think of something that the right wing is particularly good at.
323-601-5427. Also on the Skype machine. We're crab diving on Skype.
Would you say sanctimony? They're good at that one.
Sanctimony. They're very good at. I've got... Okay, this is just batshit crazy.
Oh, shit.
Go to our Facebook page. There's all kinds of fun going on there. There's stories there. The sovereign, wonderful People's Republic of
Texas. Don't mess with Texas.
Nobody wants to.
Is...
Nobody messes with that state willingly. It's just some bullshit happens and you're in fucking Texas.
I mean, really, when you think how... crazy Texas has been lately, especially with the whole, you know, Jade Helm thing that Obama's come to take us over.
I mean, it's been quite the month for them. I mean, there's
just wait.
That motorcycle gang thing, right?
Right.
That was something.
Well, now they're working real hard to make sure gay people can't get married, even if the Supreme Court says, you know, you should.
Wasn't there someone that tried to blow up their police station in Dallas?
That was
Texas.
Right.
That was yesterday.
But they don't talk about it because it was a white guy.
That's white terrorism.
And it's the liberals' fault. that he did it. Remember?
His well,
dad,
Obama
his dad said so. Yeah.
Well, Obama created the environment where a guy would want to blow up a police station.
Exactly.
Somehow that makes sense.
They took my son's child away from him just because he choked out his mother.
Oh yeah.
Why? What a tyrannical state we live in.
Yeah, Lib will do that. He'll look out for the safety of a child. Meanwhile, a wrestling teacher will fuck one of them.
Right.
You know.
Allegedly.
And then go on to be Speaker of the House. Congratulations, perv.
So, in House Bill 483 in Texas.
Hear ye, hear ye.
On Friday, last Friday, the lunatic governor, Greg Abbott,
fuck you.
Signed it into law.
Right. What is this?
Under this law, they will provide a secure facility, for the state of Texas, state agencies, and Texas citizens.
Fuck you.
To store gold bullion.
Well, come the fuck on.
And other precious metals.
In case it was the apocalypse, and gold will be the only thing of value.
With the passage of the bill.
Oh, this is a law.
It will create the Texas Bullion Depository, which will be the first state-level facility of its kind in the nation, because the rest of the nation ain't that fucking crazy.
What's the point of this? I really don't get it. Why do they want to have a place where we can keep our gold?
Quote, we'll be increasing the security and stability of our gold reserves and keeping taxpayer funds from leaving Texas to pay for fees to store gold in facilities outside our state.
Hey, listen, assholes, I know you don't want any of your precious money going outside your state, but just know there's a lot of money coming into your state. To take care of the floods and all that bullshit. Oh, yeah. So, you know, God, what a bunch of dickheads.
Yeah, they're a federal fund negative state, which means...
You and Mississippi.
They give less than they take.
So they got a lot of nerve, right? Hoarding their money.
They've also, into the bill, made sure that they wrote that the state-run depository will be beyond the reach of the federal government or any, quote, quasi-governmental authority.
What does that mean?
That may attempt to access or confiscate it.
Quasi. I think if you put quasi in front of anything, it sort of, you know, it makes your ignorance okay.
The actual bill states, purported confiscation, requisition, seizure, or other attempt to control the ownership is void and of no force or effect.
We don't need no education.
Working real hard on that, too.
Wow, they sound serious. You're right. We're holding our gold. Yeah. Bullets all around.
Now, they've also said something about the guy who wrote it is like, we're gonna bring back $1 billion of our gold from Obama's taint.
God damn it. They have this idea that people are taking their fucking money.
But they don't have $1 billion. And somebody used the word repatriate.
What the fuck does that mean?
We're going to repatriate our gold.
Do they think they're a country, Texas?
Well, that's the thing. Where did it go?
Right.
Where did it go?
Obama took it when he invaded our state. The gays took it.
Right.
The gays took it. There you go. That works, right?
The Texas Bullion Depository will repatriate. The office said that the state will, quote, repatriate $1 billion of gold bullion from the Federal Reserve in New York to Texas.
Okay, so a bunch of yahoos from Texas are riding up to New York on horses.
One detail.
And they're taking the gold from New York?
They don't have $1 billion in gold in Texas.
This is bullshit.
That's a little tiny detail.
Are they lying?
It also calls for the creation of an electronic payment system that will allow gold, silver, platinum, palladium and rhodium depositors to write checks against their accounts.
Oh.
Turning the depository into a bank.
I want to deposit some rhodium. Where do you get that?
So they're creating their own kind of
currency
backed They're trying to take, yeah, they're trying to create their own money.
Did you see that movie where people created their own currency? They used frogs because they had a shitload of frogs. So they just used frogs to pay yeah. for everything. It's funny.
So these checks are going to be writing on this, which is money.
Who takes these checks?
Other assholes that have their palladium and rhodium stored at the fucking Texas Fort Knox.
Palladium.
They're starting to call them Yankee dollars.
Oh, shit. fuck you. Come on. They're going to secede? We're going to...
This is so... Goodbye. Yeah. Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye.
We're tired of paying for your fucking dinner. You're a bad date. Goodbye. Yeah.
It's the brainchild of a state rep in the Texas legislature named...
Yes.
Oh, he sounds like he came from New Jersey, actually.
Oh, shit.
Giovanni Capriglioni.
Hey, fuck you.
A 42-year-old Republican.
Here we go.
From South Lake, which is a suburb of Dallas.
Total shithole.
He's a private equity manager.
Well, that's evil. That sounds evil, right? What does that mean?
And a tea bagger.
Oh, he loves it.
Tea party dick face.
My balls, your chin.
He said that, let's see.
No worries, please.
Oh, yeah. So he's hoping that within 2 years of time,
rhodium,
they'll be able to set up this thing where it could supplant fiat currencies worldwide within 2 years or less.
What, would they want the Yankee dollar, or they do not want the Yankee dollar? What is the Yankee dollar? Is it the dollar I have?
Well, I'm assuming the Fed is going to have something to say about this.
Do I have Yankee money?
Well, no. You know, they haven't been happy since the dollar was taken away from the gold standard, right? Like, we no longer...
I don't know anything about that shit.
Do we own... You know, our money used to be based on the gold and silver that we had.
Yes.
Like this, where you're actually... The dollar you have represents an X amount of ounces in...
In gold.
Wherever. But... I want to say Nixon. I think the Nixon administration got rid of that, much to the chagrin of some of these people, not to the chagrin of the evil capitalist fuckwads who all of a sudden said, well, if we print more money,
then we'll have more money.
Have more money.
Well, I see now, I didn't study economics in college. I studied musical theater.
Right.
When you say, why don't we just print more money? I'm like, yeah. Why don't we do that?
Well, but there's a
who cares?
There's an argument for that too. There's an argument
just
for disassociating the currency from an actual metal standard.
Hey, let me ask you: who the fuck would want to print more money? What if we all had more money? Then we'd be in the same boat that we are now. You just have more paper in your wallet, I guess.
Yeah, and it devalues it.
Why don't they just print more money for me?
You end up with, you know, like I remember years ago I went to Mexico and I paid. $40 million pesos for 2 weeks in Cancun
like
or whatever
popsicle.
It was.
Yeah.
For the hotel, you know,
so
after
how
a while.
Much was
like,
it?
It's a ridiculous.
How much was it really?
No, it was you know, like $100 a night or something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, it was regular, but because of the peso had been so devalued at that time, it was millions to make it $10.
Oh, yeah. My God. That's hilarious.
It's so weird writing a check or, you know, signing a bill that says, you know, $15 million of anything.
Yeah, yeah.
Texas, so they said that they're going to repatriate this billion from the Federal Reserve of New York to Texas.
To do what with? They're going to be rich.
The actual amount of gold bars they have.
Yes.
At the Federal Reserve. 0.0. Now, they do have something weird. Somehow in 2011, the University of Texas's endowment fund was converted to gold. These people are out of their fucking cunting tree. I mean, they're just nuts.
Why would you do that? I mean, I'm not saying it. I'm not judging. I just don't understand. Why would you want to convert something to gold?
And then not only do they do that, but they're paying a place for HSBC Bank. They're paying $1 million a year for this gold to be stored.
Why is it so expensive to store the gold? The security?
Yeah.
Do you have to keep it clean? Is there anything you have to do to gold when you store it? Do you have to spray it down every now and then?
Milk it.
Is that true? Milk it.
The it says the new depository law is not going to necessarily be moving this university endowment. This isn't what they're talking about. So the government of Texas is spending $1 million a year to keep their University of Texas Endowment Fund ridiculous gold,
right,
in HSBC headquarters,
yeah,
in New York, where if they moved it to the New York Fed,
right,
it would cost them $15,000 a year to store that same amount.
Oh, that's infuriating. Why don't they just do that?
Because
I
want
it in Texas.
I'm sure there's a few legislators in Texas who have some shares in HSBC.
Oh, I see. It's a profit deal.
Well, sure. It's for the people. We want to protect him.
Right.
That's so annoying. So not only is this asshole Abbott catering to the morons who think Obama is sending troops down to take him over, now he's like, well, we're going to set up our own Fort Knox and say, fuck you. We're going to hide our gold here. Don't worry. We're not going to let the brown person near it.
Because if the shit hits the fan, the people of Texas can say, well, at least we'll be safe because we have our gold here, just right here in case we need it to do what with, I don't quite
know. Well, and then again, if there's a global economic breakdown of and socio...
Holy shit.
I'm sorry. I don't give a shit how much gold you've got.
What do you mean?
Well,
you could use it as currency.
According to who?
Well, according to all the crazy people.
Right, but how are you going to get everybody on the planet to agree on your gold standard?
No.
What if we all say, well, fuck you, your gold means nothing. We've decided that tampons are the measure of wealth.
That's not horrible. That's not a horrible, idea. The easier to carry around than gold.
Right. Lighter?
What do you do with a gold bar? You walk up somebody's garden
and be like,
I'll have two tomatoes.
Right.
I mean, how much?
Try to stuff a gold bar up inside of you and absorb anything.
You're not going to be able to eat from it. Maybe
it's
you guys
not utilitarian at all.
Maybe you guys want to stockpile water and food. I mean, I don't mean to be a dick or anything. You sound like a smart ass, but
it's really just
that might be better.
An embarrassing waste of legislation.
How are you going to eat that gold?
Right. This whole university endowment fund, by the way, started with a hedge fund manager named Kyle Bass.
Hello, Kyle.
Who was named to the endowment fund's board of directors.
Yes.
See, they're like a cancer everywhere. And he aggressively suggested his colleagues shift their gold options investments into a stake of physical gold.
Right.
When at one point in the past, when he believed that nickel was undervalued, not the nickel, but the element nickel.
The mineral. Is nickel a mineral? Or is it like an ore? Is there a difference?
I think it's a metal.
Junior college.
When he thought it was undervalued, he bought 20 million nickel coins.
Where'd he put them?
They are stored on a pallet in a Brinks vault, it says.
Oh, okay. So
now, again, in the apocalypse, how is he going to get to his pallet of nickel coins in a Brinks vault? His minions
might say,
fuck to you.
Yeah, yeah.
If he says, go get me this shit.
Yeah.
What do I pay you for? And they're going to say, well, what do you pay us with? We don't care.
And what if we just go take your nickel?
I'll give you a pile of nickels. We don't care.
Oh.
I want tampons.
Wait a second. Wait, you're deconstructing the whole libertarian dream. You just ruined it all for me. My post-apocalyptic wet dream.
They're saying that this guy is a new world mix of country club and end times prepper.
Oh, God. It's the best. So he's stupid.
This guy said he's preparing for the collapse of the government by accumulating guns and gold.
Perfect. Why do you think gold is going to be worth shit?
It says that he believes gold has an intrinsic value. I don't know. God somehow. Well, gold actually has value.
You know it's going to have value if the shit hits the fan and there's not as much to eat as there used to be? Food. Food and water.
Right.
Will be valuable. I don't know what you do with gold. Wipe your ass with your nickel. Rhodium.
By the way, I think their endowment fund didn't do real well because when they bought it, gold was high and went down.
Oh, shit.
So there you go. The good job. Let the market. That's what these assholes are doing when they're plundering and stealing from all these pension funds. Yeah. And
they're gambling,
right? Wall Street and gambling it. And then they lose it and they say, well, these evil employees are sucking us dry with their pension fund.
Meanwhile, they're going to fucking Vegas playing craps.
Right. And then the.
Why don't people see it like that?
And then the taxpayers back them up, too.
Why don't people see it like that and take to the streets with pitchforks?
Because Jesus.
And pikes.
And black people and guns. That's
right. Benghazi.
They turn on Fox News and. It has nothing to do with all of our ills. All of society's ills are on unwed mothers and black people.
Why don't you invest in diamonds?
Right.
I mean, why not? Or, you know.
Right.
Well, corduroy pants.
Why not invest in,
you know
in,
what I mean? Like
Girl Scout cookies. I mean, it's all going to be.
That makes more sense.
Equally of value. You know, in a big zombie apocalypse. I don't give a shit about your shiny piece of metal, you asshole.
Girl Scout cookies
if
will be worth
I need food.
More than nickel
right,
or gold
right.
because you can eat them.
Exactly. Exactly.
We want all our money in gold.
It's so dumb. It's really just so dumb.
And people probably love this idea from Greg Abbott.
Oh, sure. I'm sure there's a lot of... untouched Viagra bottles tonight because they're going to be able to fuck their wives thinking about the brand new Fort Knox we're going to have here to keep
Alex Jones
to keep the liberals out.
I mean, I just,
embarrassment. Yeah. What an embarrassment.
Yeah.
These people of Texas. Not everybody. We know there's some poor beleaguered souls down there.
I mean, even in the show Doomsday Preppers.
Yes.
After you
great show.
Yes, yes. And after you see, you know, they go to someone's house and they film their prepping, right?
Evaluate it, right?
Yeah, they evaluate it on how well you are prepped for the apocalypse. And the criteria is always, you know, what's your water source? How much food do you have? Is any of that shit renewable?
Right.
And do you have shelter? I've never seen them ask. You got gold? You got nickel? You got rhodium? How much rhodium do you have on hand?
We knocked 10 points over for no palladium.
Yeah. I don't even know what palladium is. What is that?
It's another metal.
Is it on the periodic
Apparently,
table?
It's a metal of value. I didn't know that.
Get Ben Carson on the phone. Is that on the periodic table?
Yeah,
is it?
Yeah.
Palladium.
So I've also got. Did you see that there's the Food and Drug Administration? You know, the giant cock of tyranny that. Keeps our food from killing us.
Yes.
Has said that they are going to start requiring food companies to start eliminating the use of these artificial trans fats, these horrible...
Trans fats. Gosh. What are we going to eat then?
Well, they don't need them.
Okay.
They say that they use it as a they're just thrown in there to improve texture or shelf life.
Bucky.
Sometimes flavor. They raise the level of bad cholesterol. They lower good cholesterol, so it's a double whammy.
It's bad.
Raising the possibilities of a grabber. The fats are created when hydrogen is added to vegetable oil to make it more solid, which is why they're often called partially hydrogenated oil. So if you see on your... And they're everywhere. If you look in... processed food. There's a lot of partially hydrogenated oils.
Even in bread.
Yeah.
Good God. Good God, man.
So they've been phasing them out, most of the artificial ones. Between 2003 and 12, consumption decreased about 78% as they've been finding other kinds of oils.
That's great, right? That's a lot.
In 2003, 2013, the FDA said that they're generally not recognized as safe, so they took them out of that category.
Tyranny!
And they made the final decision today, giving food companies 3 years to just phase them out.
Socialism!
Well, there you go.
No, I'm kidding. Is there someone yelling tyranny over this?
Representative Tim Huelskamp?
Fuck you!
From the shit-tastic hellscape of GOP fuckwatitude, Kansas.
Right. Why do they get a say in anything?
They shouldn't. Look at what's going on there.
Yeah.
With Brownstein, the way he's just
he's fucking the whole city, the state up.
Did you see what they did though? They to cover the hole that he's dug by giving the fat cat fuck friends of his
yummy
tax breaks. Now they've implemented a sales tax. And what is the sales? Who gets fucked by a sales tax?
The consumer.
The poor.
The guy buying the shit, right?
Because a guy buying a yacht doesn't give a flying fuck about an extra 0.25% tax that you put on him. Whereas the guy struggling with every penny to pay for food, an extra few cents actually does make a fucking difference.
That's why you need a luxury tax, right? At Vital Experience?
That's why we need some guillotines.
We need a luxury tax for yachts and fake boobs.
Some electronic guillotines. I'm speaking figuratively. I'm not advocating
violence.
Although, if you go to our Facebook page, one of our Facebook page friends.
That old dude?
A different guy did throw out the word guillotine a couple of times on a story.
Did he spell it right?
Yep.
There you go. Libs.
He's like, I said something about these guys should be in jail. He was like, screw that. Get the guillotine.
Do you hear the people sing?
So Representative Congressman Fuckwad Huelskamp
hey, Fuckwad.
Tweeted out with the copy of this story.
Okay.
The story says FDA tells food industry to phase out artificial trans fats.
What's the big deal there? It seems reasonable, right?
Twisted world.
What?
Transgender and transracial are in, and trans fats are out.
Now, is that the stupidest thing you've ever heard?
No.
That is.
But
that's dumb.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
it doesn't make any sense.
It's
the same word. I mean, trans. Are they the trans?
So obviously, this fuckwad is well got his tongue all the way down to the prostate up the anus of some probably trans fat business, right?
Or paint a picture.
Some corporation that makes partially hydrogenated oils, I'm sure.
Let's follow their reasoning, though. Let's try. What is the connection between transgendered people and trans fats?
The prefix trans.
There has to be something deeper there. They couldn't have just said that.
You know.
I'm trying to figure out why this idiot would say that. I mean, really, it doesn't make any fucking sense. It's just the word. They have the similar words.
So he thinks it's twisted that transgender and transracial are in, and it's twisted the trans, those poor beleaguered trans fats are out. What if we want to... If companies are making money at it, though, how dare you?
You're discriminatory against a trans fat.
Right. Right.
Who is he more concerned about as a minority, trans fats or transgendered people?
Yeah, I love a guess.
And then why is he even comparing the two? I mean, I guess...
Because he's a fucking moron.
I'm trying to figure out the similarities. I mean, a transgendered person is a human being. Trans fat is what? What is a trans fat? It's just like...
It's a manufactured...
It's a piece of goo.
Right. It's manufactured
it's
goo.
It's goo.
That makes our food look better or feel better or taste a little.
But is it self-aware, the goo? Is it like the blob?
I don't think he's self-aware.
He feels bad for the goo. It's insane. Right. I mean, it really is. I don't know what to say.
Right. Poor the food industry. What about these poor food companies? But it's going to cost them money.
Hey, asshole from Kansas, do you have any empathy for immigrants? For Mexican people trying to come to this country for a better life?
No, he's a scumbag.
Do you have any empathy for gay people? You know, trying to have the right to get married, for women to be paid equal to men? Well, wait, you have empathy for goo.
Right.
He likes goo. We finally figured out what the Republicans like. Goo. I didn't know that.
Right. And they're whining, of course. The rest of them are whining about, you know, it's the big cock of government.
Right.
How dare you tell us what we can eat and what not eat?
Don't take away my goo. I want my goo. What's so great about that goo? Oh, it gives you a heart attack?
Right. And if we as a society say, you know what? We don't want this shit in our food. Fuck you. Fuck you, you whiny cunt. Yeah. Who's camp? Just drop dead, you asshole. I mean, seriously, fuck you. We've decided that we don't want this shit in our food. You answer to us, you cunt.
Yeah.
You answer to the people, not to the goo providers, you fucking asshole.
Hear ye, hear ye. Agreed. I second the notion.
Scummy piece of shit.
And I will also say that if you want goo in your food, well, my God, go buy your own goo and put it in there yourself. No one's stopping you.
Exactly.
You know,
I'll provide some for you.
All right.
I'll be happy to. You fucking asshole.
You guys got like a tap on you like a tree when you're milking molasses out of it.
Right.
Goo. Yeah, they're sticking up for the goo in Kansas.
Yeah.
So who's looking out for the goo?
Just heinous. And then how about that pink slime? Weren't there was a couple representatives that were like, well, what about the pink slime companies?
I don't know about your pink slime. I'm concerned about my goo.
Remember it was in burgers?
Oh, yeah, it's gross. That's what they made children's lunches out of, pink goo.
And when that came out, there was a rightful uproar.
It's disgusting.
That, I don't know, we don't want this stuff in our food. And then a couple of representatives are like, well, what about the poor companies that make the pink goo? Companies are more important than people.
Well, you tell them to take the profits they've made off that pink goo over the years, enjoy it.
Right.
You can't make money off the pink goo anymore.
Right.
Make money off something else, some other goo.
Go to Texas if you want goo.
Right.
They've got their own gold there.
Yeah, and their own goo.
It's a seed.
What about the goo?
It's a seed. But make sure we get refunds on those state-subsidized roads and hospitals and parks.
Sure.
And schools.
Yes.
And police forces and aquifers, water distribution networks, electrical grid, anything that might have come from federal government. Fuckhole, Texas.
Yeah.
We'll take a check. You know what? We'll take gold.
Yeah, goo doesn't have anything to do with the government, though. I don't know what you're talking about.
When you secede. Yes. See how well that goes.
Oh, they'll be great. They're going to have their first pothole. They're going to be like, how do we fill this? Get out the goo!
Texas is like the kid that sits down to play Monopoly and is like, well, I don't have to follow the rules. I'm playing the game, but I don't have to follow your rules.
You're right. Like a shitty kid.
But look, if you're going to play by the game, dickwads.
Yes.
That's what we as a society kind of agree on.
But I'm out of goo.
Right.
But more, they won't make money.
Hey, what about that? You know what we need, though? We need more of those tax breaks for those rich guys that spend over $1 million repairing their yachts.
There you go. You just, you just poured kerosene on my fire here. That was the, if you go to our Facebook page.
Yeah.
That's the other story that's
But you put a negative slant on that when you put it up. You were negative about
it. I did.
That.
I was biased. I do admit.
But, I mean, obviously, you've never been on a boat. I mean, things are expensive to repair on a boat. Everything's more expensive on a boat.
The, I guess, battling for the bat-shittiest cum stain of a state, Florida.
Gross.
The asshole legislature down there.
Yes.
God, aren't there? What's with Florida? I don't know.
I live there. I don't know what to tell you. There are a lot of lovely people in Florida.
In Texas, but apparently nobody's fucking voting has a brain.
Nobody worth a shit is voting. Let's be clear.
So I'm trying to find that fucking story here on our Facebook.com/crabdive.
Hey, where'd that person get attacked by a shark, by the way? That was North Carolina. The person had their arms chewed off.
Yeah, I'll get to that. I have a
holy fucking hell.
Get pissed. We'll get to that.
That's the worst.
Although that's it. There's two people.
Yeah, yeah.
Two different shark bites. One arm, one leg.
Well, we can do it later.
Or two arms. That's the story. There were two kids who got their arms bitten off by sharks.
Are you gonna play the music?
Yeah, I can. I'm trying to find this. There it is, the boat story. And I hope some of these people fall off their boats in North Carolina.
And are eaten by a shark.
Florida lawmakers.
Yes.
Have passed a tax package.
Yes. A package.
Tax cut package. that caps taxes on boat repairs.
Ooh.
At $60,000. $60,000 for the tax on repairing your boat. So who is this affecting?
I very wealthy people.
Right.
I mean, you know.
They're saying that the repairs would have to, for this to affect anyone.
Yes.
Repairs have to be over $1 million. The repair of the boat has to be over $1 million.
What are you getting replaced? Is that, what is that, like a lube job and a fucking oil change for your boat? Right. I mean, it's $1 million. What could that?
Apparently, you have your own gold suppository. Your own gold repository in your fucking boat.
I can afford as much goo as I want. Makes you want to get in the boat repair business, doesn't it?
There was a Democrat during floor debates, Democratic State Senator Geraldine Thompson of Orlando. She said, there are many people in my district who own boats, but none of them own boats where they would have repairs over $1 million.
Oh, what a fucking hippie. Fuck you, you taker.
She says the part of this tax package that limits repairs on yachts to $60,000.
That's crazy, man.
She goes, but you're a small person. You have a small boat. You're going to have to pay these taxes. But if you have a yacht and the repairs on your yacht are over $1 million, then you're getting a break.
We like to call this the rich white guy bonus.
So she said here, how is this an equal tax? The lower income person pays a higher proportion of their earnings already in taxes, which is true.
Yeah.
This tax cut does nothing to help that. Is this for the wealthy and the very wealthy? And this does nothing for the little guy, she said.
That's so true. It doesn't do shit.
Now, Republican Senator Jack Latvala,
does he have a boat?
Of Clearwater, who sponsored the amendment.
Oh, my God.
Defended it and said it's intended to create jobs.
Shut the fuck up. I guess it does, right? If you bring your big expensive yacht into some shipyard, and
they think that people are going to be like, well, let's try to sail down. Let's make it down to Florida. We're going to save a couple thousand repairs there. This is what he says. These are big yachts, but these are also yachts that go all over the country, all over the world, and they can get repairs done in South Carolina or Georgia, North Carolina, just by paying for the fuel to get there. But doesn't he understand that to the people of this ilk, an extra few grand,
they don't give a shit,
isn't gonna mean anything? And it's not going to spur some massive yacht repair business in Florida.
I was about to say, I must be misunderstanding, because it sounds like to me he is trying to stimulate the yacht repair biz.
Right.
Thinking that if your boat's, you know where people get their boat repaired? Where it was broken down, probably. Because it's broken down.
Right.
How do you get it?
If you can afford to get your boat repaired.
Say I'm in Nevada. Ugh. And my boat breaks down. How do I get it to Florida?
Right.
Actually, that's a very good question.
FedEx.
I don't know. God, could you imagine being this politician and this is your legacy, I guess, that you want to leave for the
people?
Right.
How did you help the people? Well, we created some jobs by
two guys in Florida qualified for this. Like, who has that much money? John Travolta, that's one, and he's more of a playing guy, which we know. And who else? Who's this rich? I mean,
that one's coming down the pike. It's like probably a private jet repair tax that they'd like to get rid of.
Oh, how about this? I'll do you one better. What if you have a really nice car and you want to get it fixed? Should we give you a break?
Right.
Or should, you know, my shitty 1991, Camry, I got to pay all the taxes to get that shit repaired.
This is that trickle down bullshit, right?
This is
give more to the rich and, you know, it'll help everybody.
This is what happens. The rich gets money and they hold on to it. Hence their big, expensive fucking boats.
Or they don't know what to do with it. We did that story a few weeks ago about how the the mega yacht market, the mega estate market, the giant house market, the penthouse apartment market are crazy right now because these people don't know what to do with all this goddamn money. They don't know what to do with it. They've got billions and billions and, well, and what, trillions stored offshore.
Give me some.
They don't know what to do with it. So they're like, well, I've got to buy a $2 billion yacht instead of a $1 billion because that guy has a $1 billion yacht and you know, I got look an, better I, than him.
I got an idea for you. There's all these people out there, right, with this disposable income. They don't know what to do with it. Well, they're just they're the one percenters, right? What do they have what do they don't have that we have?
What don't they have?
Personalities.
Empathy?
Yes. So you know what? They could hire me at a premium and I'll be their friend. I'm a good actor. I'll pretend like when we're hanging out with people, I'll hang out with this one percenter asshole and I'll pretend that this is the funniest person in the room.
Well, they have that already though.
What's that called?
Assistants.
Oh. Minions. No. But I want to.
And servants.
No, I want to be their friend. I mean, and you know toadies. What I mean? And I'll be the best friend ever. My job is to always make them look funny, always make them look good, to say flattering things out in public. But that'll cost you. That'll come at a premium. And that's what you can do with your disposable income. You can appear more human to the rest of the world. How do you like that? Humanize yourself, asshole.
Do they care about that?
I don't know.
Well, maybe. Obviously not.
Well, they've never experienced it. Maybe I can do for them. Yeah.
Somebody said I was acting human.
I want to whore out my personality.
Maybe I better get a better product.
We've got, I got to get off that story. That just drives me crazy.
Oh, come on. Don't be such
they passed a law for, let's help the rich. And meanwhile.
Let it go. It's okay.
Meanwhile. Poor people. There's also on our Facebook page is something about how many seniors can't even afford to eat.
I saw that. That's depressing. That's sad.
Meanwhile, you know, let's give a tax cut to the fucking yacht owners.
Well, I mean, you know, some people can't afford to get their boat repaired. You know how embarrassing it is to own a yacht and it's just sitting out in your front yard on blocks? Like, right. What the fuck is that? That's a beautiful boat. It's that broken.
That extra 1% tax you charged me just killed me.
I can't afford it.
Dickwads.
Yeah. So sell it.
So go to crabdiving.com.
Cha-ching.
And go to, or go to facebook.com/crabdiving.
That's right.
We put cartoons. We could put all kinds of shit up there.
Please. Be friends with us.
There is a story there on our Facebook. Of
oh, really?
A raging debate that's happening in the scientific community.
Oh, perfect.
This is Dr. Danny Faulkner is this guy's name.
Okay.
Who has put out a new research paper. I hope I didn't put the quotes around research too obviously. But Dr. Danny Faulkner is making waves because his breakthrough study,
yes,
for answers in Genesis.
Oh shit.
Is that the flood, Noah's Ark type flood.
Okay.
Was not actually 371 days long, which is commonly believed by creationists.
Okay, I believe that. I believe that.
No, Ryan.
Okay.
He argues that the flood's duration most likely was 365 days.
Long.
Exactly 1 year.
And I don't believe that. Well, I don't believe it was. I don't believe it happened.
You think it was 371?
Well,
days.
I mean, we talked about this extensively, like how it worked practically on that boat with all the animals peeing. And
it is clear that belief in the duration of 371 days for the flood relies upon the assumption that the flood account of Genesis 6-9 was based upon a calendar that used 12 30-day months.
Genesis 69.
Wow. But how well-founded is the 30-day month and 360-day year in ancient calendars?
Oh, God. Who gives a shit?
So this guy goes on and on to study these ancient... Right? To study these ancient calendars just to figure out what ridiculous number 371 days means or whatever it says in that ridiculous ancient book.
We call this show crab diving, but we really should call it making a case for atheism.
Well, I don't think you have to make a case for atheism.
Well, for some people you do.
Right.
They love this shit.
It's up
come
to
on.
Them. We
come
don't
on.
Have to prove a negative. It's up to them to prove the positive.
But come on, a fucking ark floating around the ocean for a year, two of everything on it, pissing and shitting.
So this is some long screed. I mean, this is a long treatise that this moron wrote.
A treatise.
About how long this ridiculous... non-existent flood could have been.
How did this guy have time to write the treatise? Was he getting paid for this? Does he make money off his bullshit?
He works for Answers in Genesis.
Oh, God, that's a real thing.
He's an alleged doctor.
Wait, that was Star Trek 3, the Genesis Project.
Dr. Danny Faulkner.
Oh, Danny, you're a dipshit.
He's got graduate degrees in physics and astronomy. He should be... fucking ashamed of himself.
He's a charlatan
trying to cram a round peg into a square hole.
No. You know what he's doing? He's smart. He's doing the Mel Gibson thing. He's giving people what they want. He's giving people a way to prove that Noah's Ark scientifically was possible
and should be virtually flogged for it.
But it's brilliant because he's saying, hey, some people think it was 360 days. I think it's 370. Here's why. He's not debating whether or not it existed.
I was born again at age 6 as the result of vacation Bible school.
Have you ever met a 6-year-old?
He says.
They don't know anything. They don't know what they want. They don't know from born again. They're dumb.
Well, now Bob Jones University should lose its accreditation. I just read this. I'm thankful for my college days at Bob Jones University.
Ah.
The science faculty there was firmly committed to biblical creation.
Oh, wonderful.
And the education, miseducation, allow me to add, that I got there greatly prepared me for my life work. They should shut down that fucking Bob Jones University for spewing anti-science and fake bullshit.
I don't believe this guy... really believes in his study. I think he's come on, astronomer.
Oh, that drives me crazy that somebody the likes of Carl Sagan, his noble profession has to be tainted by this cum stain calling himself an astronomer.
No. Yeah, it sucks.
It's so disgusting to me that these people who
take
the Bible first and then try to apply scientific principles to fit that bullshit.
Fuck them.
Which is the anti-scientific method.
Yeah.
It's non-scientific. You're supposed to constantly question. And guess what? If it don't fit, maybe it's wrong. And throw
stupid.
That out.
Yeah, don't be dumb.
Not if it doesn't fit. Well, we find a way to twist the words and twist the data to make it fit.
Don't force it!
Because God and the Bible and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking assholes.
But what about my faith, you know? How do I square my faith with science?
Keep your faith over on your lawn and out of my science.
Keep your faith on your green lawn.
Shit. There you go. That's the story there all on our Facebook page.
Everybody's stupid.
There's a lot of stupidity going around. And speaking of that, big, big, big news today. The clown car just got another pair of shoes.
It's the 2016
really nice shoes, too.
Republican
I hear he wears Prada.
Right. Donald Trump, the lunatic asshole.
Well, he's a reality television host. That's who he is, more than anything.
Right. This morning, everybody thought he was just going to, announce that he was thinking about announcing again or whatever. That seems to be what he does.
But he just announced.
Well, he fucking actually announced. He said, well, here's, do you want to listen to me?
Oh, yeah.
Talk about an embarrassment.
What a buffoon.
Could possibly be.
I mean, he's for this yacht luxury tax reduction.
Oh, I'm sure.
Whatever the fuck
he's going to drive down to Florida, especially just to get his yacht fixed.
Our country needs a truly great leader. And we need a truly great leader now. We need a leader that can bring back our jobs, can bring back our manufacturing, can bring back our military, can take care of our vets. Our vets have been abandoned. Ladies and gentlemen, I am officially running for President of the United States, and we are going to make our country great again.
Who in the fuck are they paying to scream?
I don't know.
I mean, it sounds like a Green Day concert.
Do you think it's Miss World contestants?
Oh, yeah.
Miss Universe contestants?
You know what? He filmed this a lot earlier after Miss Universe. You know?
Right.
He just went up real quick. He's like, guys, let me shoot this real quick since we got a crowd here. They'll scream for anything. Who cares?
It was just a rambling embarrassment of an announcement. Here's a little more.
I will be the greatest jobs president that God ever created. I tell you that.
I tell you that. I tell you, I will be the greatest that God ever created.
Well, I mean, is he a jobs creator? Does he do that with his Trump? What's his business called? Trump, whatever?
The bankrupt one or the other bankrupt one? Or the other bankrupt one?
Oh, shit.
He's filed bankruptcy 4 times, by
the way. Wait a second. Only 4 times? That's not bad, right?
Right.
Wow.
I'll bring back our jobs from China, from Mexico, from Japan, from so many places. I'll bring back our jobs and I'll bring back our money. Sadly,
these are clips, you know.
I'll bring back our money.
How is he going to do that?
I don't even understand.
I'm
going
to give tax breaks to everybody. Oh.
Isn't this what people like him want? They want all the manufacturing jobs in China anyway?
Well, that's the thing. Yeah, it's the people like him that created this crisis.
Yeah.
Because they considered profit the most important thing than anything. Well, we can make more money for ourselves if we ship it over to India and let a couple of 8-year-olds sew our shit.
Sure.
The American dream is dead. But if I get elected president, I will bring it back bigger and better and stronger than ever before, and we will make America great again. Thank you. Thank you very much.
He's kind of dancing a dangerous line, isn't he? Isn't America perfect and wonderful and great and the bestest country in the history of the fucking universe right now, Ryan?
Yeah, by saying that, he's admitting that it's not.
Are you saying America ain't great? What do you mean
you're going
to make it great again?
Fuck you.
Oh, I know what he means. He's going to make it white again.
Oh, yeah. How do you, it is a thing, though. How do you keep those? I mean, when you run for president on the right, don't you just have to make the idiots happy? Kind of.
Listen to them in that audience. Woo! Woo, yeah, we're the greatest.
What the fuck is he even saying?
I will be the greatest jobs president. Woo! I will be the greatest.
You missed his point, though. He's going to make the country great again.
He is. Now, I was listening to Sam Cedar this morning, Majority Report, and he made a great point. He played...
Are they fans of Trump?
No. He played a bunch of clips, though, and he had an excellent point. He's like, people are calling this guy the biggest clown, and now it's now all of a sudden, it's gone crazy. Now it's crazy with Trump. It's a sideshow and things like that. But Sam Cedar went point for point. Nothing that this asshole says has not been said by all the other Republican assholes out there. At some point, he talks about the jobs. He talks about we're the weakest military. What is Lindsey Graham running around saying? What is John McCain?
That's why you can't vote for Bernie Sanders, right? Because I've never heard him say he wants to make America great again.
Right.
He doesn't want to make America great.
Well, he's a socialist.
Well, so I can't vote for him.
He wants to make America black. he also accused Mexico of... they're sending people that have lots of problems, and they're bringing their problems. They're bringing drugs. They're bringing crime. They're rapists. And some, I assume, are good people, but I speak to border guards, and they're telling us what we are getting.
He said rapists?
Yep.
What border guards is he talking
to?
Give me some names.
Rapists at us. I'm sure he's down there. I speak to border guards. They tell us what we're getting.
What does he do? He drive down there?
I'm sure he does.
I'm going to know how he met Snapchats. These border guards.
He Snapchats with border guards.
Here's my dick.
That makes 12 now, a pure dozen of official announced candidates.
That's awesome. Does this include Huckabee? Has he announced? I forget. Is he on the big board?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh.
Maybe.
Yes.
Chuck Norris announced?
No.
Okay.
Trump is claiming to have $8.7 billion of net worth. A lot of people are calling shenanigans on that.
He's not worth that much? Is that bullshit?
A lot of people are saying there's no way he's worth that much. In his speech, he accused Jeb Bush, former governor of Florida, Jebediah James Earl Jones Bush.
Sure.
Of being weak on education, saying, how the hell can you vote for this guy?
He's weak on education.
How the hell can you vote for this guy?
I don't want a reality show host. He's a host. He's a game show host telling me about education. So he's got a lot of money. Big fucking deal.
Now, there was a poll recently where they asked an interesting question that of the candidates out there, of the Republican candidates, is there one, they were asking GOP voters, is there one that you would never, ever, no chance in goddamn hell vote for?
Donald Trump.
Who the fuck
would vote for him?
50% of the vote, 50% of the people were like, there's no way in hell we would ever. Even the Republicans, 50% of them were like, we're never.
You know why he's crazy? Because he's crazy. You don't know what the fuck he's going to do.
Right.
Man, I mean, Marco Rubio, if he's president, what's he going to do? God. I mean, what'll he do? You could probably predict it. A bunch of stupid shit.
More tax breaks for those poor yacht owners.
I mean, we don't know what Trump will do.
Well, he's not going to get it. I mean, there's no way now.
I mean, his agenda could be just totally loony.
He's the dog is as likely to become president as he is.
Okay.
Right. Huh. And another evil, profoundly evil asshole out there, Karl Rove.
He's my favorite.
Who, actually, one of the great moments in history was the complete breakdown and cosmic squealing on the election night,
right,
in 2012, when Mitt Romney lost.
Okay.
And do you remember on Fox News, the number pushers called it finally for Obama, and Karl Rove was like, wait.
Oh, I remember
there's
that.
This one part of Ohio, and it could still, wait, don't call it yet. He was in complete denial. At the beginning of the night, he was like, oh, Mitt Romney has this, no problem. He was one of the morons that actually believed that
Mitt
Romney
was
going to win.
I mean, he was the only person thinking Mitt Romney has this.
It was, even on Fox.
No way he's going to fucking win.
It was so sad. Much fun to watch him.
Guy's running for president, and meanwhile, he's got his dog tied on the top of his car.
Romney,
and he's supposed to come off as likable.
So
he even said on tape that he didn't like most people, didn't he? Or what was that, 40% of the country?
Oh, 47% of the country isn't going to vote for me anyway. I'm not running for them or something like that.
Oh, God.
That those are the people who just want government handouts, right?
That's
kind of what he said.
He's a dick.
So Karl the Rove was speaking and took a shot. It's a little bit of a, we tweeted out, asshole slap fight.
No, I love that.
Because Karl Rove was given a speech somewhere in Missouri. And, listen to what he had to say about the Donald.
Who the fuck is having Karl Rove speak anywhere?
He still is.
It's like a big sausage face.
Something in Missouri, some Republican deal in Missouri.
Oh, my God.
I do think there are sort of three tiers of candidates. There are three candidates who, in reverse alphabetical order, Walker, Rubio, Bush, or alphabetical order, Bush, Rubio, Walker, or inside-out order, Rubio, Walker, Bush, or Rubio, Bush, Walker.
Oh, ha, 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 ha. Listen to him trying to be funny.
I don't even get it. What the fuck is he talking about?
I think
about?
He's trying to make a joke like he's not endorsing any of this top three tier that he says.
Okay.
It's Rubio, Bush, Walker in any different way. Look at me. I'm being funny. It's not just forward or backward alphabetical. I could do it in other ways, too. It doesn't matter. I have no preference.
Hilarious.
This is the hilarity of Karl Rove.
Oh, yeah.
Quite the yuck fest.
Bush or Rubio Bush Walker, that's the top tier. We're likely to see the nominee come out of that group.
No, Rubio, Bush, or Walker.
Whoa, that's the best we have to offer.
That's what Rove thinks is the top tier, that the most likely nominee.
Rubio, right? That's the least scariest. Whatever. How stupid. Who cares? They all suck.
God. I don't know, man. I of those three, I would say Bush is the least scary.
The least like Christian-y, right?
Yeah, and not a Tea Party lunatic. Rubio's a Tea Party crazy.
He's nuts.
He's a Tea Partier, yeah. And Scott Walker is just, you know, I'm surprised he can walk with both Coke cocks up his asshole day.
Well, he practices.
Here's Rove.
We have a second tier, which includes people like Ted Cruz and Governor Perry and Ben Carson and maybe a couple of others. And one or two, Mike Huckabee, Rick Santorum, maybe one of those gets into the top tier. But right now they're in the second tier. And then we've got sort of the third tier, which are people who really are unlikely to break through.
Unlikely to break through.
He already named Ben Carson.
In the second tier.
That
scary, isn't that one? That's scary.
They're good people, some of them, but they're unlikely to break through. Or in the case of Donald Trump, they're complete idiots.
Oh, shit.
There you go. Some of them, they're nice people, but in the case of Donald Trump, they're complete idiots.
I mean, that's not real classy. I mean, I'm not saying I disagree with the guy. I mean, yeah, he's an idiot.
Right.
But I mean, you know, don't you? I mean, he's not us, right? I mean,
right. You'd expect that here on Crab Diving.
Yeah. Follow us on Twitter at Crab Diving. Go fuck yourself.
But so I thought that was funny.
That's hilarious.
Karl Rove taking a shot at Donald the Trump.
Yes.
As if anybody, you know, as if anybody
gives a shit
on either side, really.
Who's looking for that guy? I mean, he shit the bed the last election. Who cares about him?
Let's see what else is going on here in the world. I've got... Oh, this is from my day job. A dating site?
No, oh, okay.
Has opened?
Yes.
In Iran. The government of Iran. The government of Iran.
Is this a state-sponsored dating
has,
site?
Has debuted and... A government-approved matchmaking website.
Yeah.
That, it says, will help out the country's 11 million bachelors.
This is like the Tinder of Tehran.
It's hamsan.tebyan.net, if you want to fly over there.
Oh, yeah, sure.
It's, but they're saying it's more like, it's not like Tinder.
Yes.
What happens is, a board of mediators.
Oh my God!
Checks out your information, your age, your education,
okay,
societal background,
right,
level of wealth, and then they will pair you up with a suitable match.
Okay, now the clean or the unclean?
The website, it says, is a larger part of a larger plan aimed at boosting Iran's population. They want people fucking. They're trying to get young people to couple up and start large families.
Right.
The government already has stopped paying for vasectomies. Has stopped for contraceptives. What does that sound like? A theocratic, autocratic government that wants to stop helping people with vasectomies or contraception.
Birth control.
And just wants people to breed, breed, breed.
Are they also stockpiling their gold?
Right.
Maybe, are they running out of people?
I guess so. I guess the population growth is lower in Iraq. Well, I mean, it's
that's great though, man.
It's a horrible patriarchal, ridiculous Muslim women walk around in burqa society.
But they aren't overcrowded. I mean, you know what it's like. I don't know if you've ever been to Disneyland. You go on a Saturday.
I haven't. No,
I never have either. But I imagine you're not going to be able to get on. It's a Small World because the line's going to be. Fucking blocks long, not in Iran. They're running out of people.
Too many people with crotch spawn, you're saying?
What's your favorite amusement park in Tehran?
I don't know. I'm sure they have them.
Do they? No, they don't.
Sure they do.
Do they really?
I'm sure they have amusement parks.
Do they have a water park?
Probably.
For the guys.
Well, yeah, the women got to cover the fuck up. Yeah.
And the amusement park. Probably.
Well, yeah, of course. I've got... Oh, do we want to talk about the... well, here, let's play the music.
Where the devils get kids.
We talked about this a little bit earlier. I just found the goddamn stories in my spreadsheet, though.
Perfect.
Two separate cases in North Carolina, 30 miles from Wilmington, where a close friend... of ours is moving to in a couple of weeks.
You better stay on the land.
Separate shark attacks. A 13-year-old girl lost part of her arm.
Oh, God.
She was bitten by a shark.
How horrible.
And she lost part of the arm, may lose her left leg.
Oh, shit.
Just over an hour later, they got a call that a 16-year-old boy had been attacked on a beach 2 miles from there. And he... is probably going to lose his arm.
Oh, my God.
They flew them out in helicopters, obviously, in separate incidents. Just up the coast from Ocean Isle Beach, where the girl was bitten on Thursday. Oh, no, this is a different one. A 13-year-old girl was bitten by a shark last week, suffering lacerations on her foot. So
something's
going on in North Carolina. The sharks are pissed.
Is it end times? I mean, is that what we're seeing?
Maybe there's some gay people who are fucking each other or something.
Sure.
I saw one thing.
Are shark attacks triggered by homosexual activity?
Right.
Is that what you're saying? Oh, my God.
They like starfish.
Sure.
the kid, the 16-year-old boy that was attacked, they say that he was standing there waving at his friends, it looked like. And the next second, the shark jumped out of the water and took his arm off.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
They say the shark was large and was able to fit most of the boy's left arm in its mouth in one bite.
Did they say did it hurt? I mean, I'm
assuming it was a little owie.
Oh, God. How did the kid not die?
Shit. I mean, when I had my finger incident, when my finger was mostly severed in a dog incident, It hurt for a couple seconds as it was being bitten off, and then I didn't feel anything. It went like instantly numb.
Did you go into shock?
It was probably about, I think it was about a half hour later, sitting in the emergency room, that is when it actually started to fucking hurt a lot. Oh, a lot. And they shot the hell out of it. They gave me, not topical, but it was local. Just giant needles. We were just sticking into my hand to try to numb it as I was sitting there as they were trying to sew pieces of it. It was hanging by,
part. Oh, God.
And there was a little bit of blood flowing part of it.
Blech.
It wasn't all the way 100% off.
That's so fucking horrible.
But anyway.
Oh, my God.
They had to, I got two screws in there holding
Sounds like this kid, what happened was worse.
Yes,
I mean,
much
I don't
worse,
mean to
but
diminish
saying,
what happened to you.
Pain factor.
It's similar, right?
My own experience of having
you got your finger bitten.
A smaller version of
right.
part of me being bitten off. It didn't hurt it right away.
What do you think he said? The first thing was like, "Holy fuck! Did you see? Oh, where's my arm?"
Well, the worry is bleeding out, right? I mean,
I don't know.
You gotta get a tourniquet on that shit right away, or
I mean, the worry is not bleeding out. The worry is not bleeding out. Just continue to suck. What I do? Oh, I'm going to fight this dinosaur off. I got one arm. I'm in pain. Oh, please. Just let the light slowly go out in my brain.
The girl got bit twice, it said, in her attack.
Ouchie.
It'd been in the arm and the leg.
Well, she had it coming, according to a bunch of Republicans, I'm sure.
She was dressed sexy.
Yeah.
She should have been wearing that little mini bikini.
I heard a police came to her rescue and pinned her down with his knee on her back.
Maybe it's a police shark.
Oh, yes.
And she was black. In a little orange bikini.
Yeah.
So when animals get pissed, ladies and gentlemen, a couple of incidents of some shark attacks out on the eastern coast.
There's feels like you never hear about it there, you know? North Carolina, really?
Right, right.
That's like a Florida, California thing.
Usually Australia, don't you hear a lot about?
What kind of shark did it? Did it say, or who cares? Didn't say. Doesn't matter.
I don't think they interviewed it after the bite.
One with teeth.
Right. We caught up with the shark after the attack.
Holy shit, it had some fucking huge teeth.
There was some good news.
Fuck off.
Today.
Really?
I guess if the bar is low, but these days the bar is low for the United States. In a landmark, they're calling a landmark vote today.
Yes.
The Senate voted 78 to 21.
Oh, shit.
And a giant eternal shame on these 21 fuckers.
Yeah.
All Republicans.
Oh, come on.
Who voted against. Now, this passed, by the way, so this is a good thing.
Right.
But we need to take a moment to publicly shame and shit upon the 21 who voted against a provision that basically outlaws the practice of torture as a method of intelligence gathering by the United States.
Okay.
We're saying, you know what? We shouldn't torture anymore. President Obama issued one of those evil, tyrannical executive orders when he first took office. It said no more torturing.
He's against torturing?
Yeah.
He doesn't like human-to-human torture.
He's for droning.
Yeah, right. That seems like torture.
That's different, yeah. into the next National Defense Authorization Act, they tacked in an amendment that would forbid the use of torture by any agent in the U.S. government. And that would standardize certain non-coercive interrogation methods across the military intelligence arm. So they're going to have standards by which they should follow of how we question people, that we're not fucking monsters from the Middle Ages, waterboarding and sleep depriving and shit depriving. What a moron. And sleep depriving.
We are shit.
Sleep depriving.
Don't shit deprive me, though. That's the worst.
The bill was written by Senator John McCain.
What is he now?
Republican who, I don't know, spent some time in a tiger box.
But this is the only issue he can come out on the right side of, because he, in fact, has been tortured. See, Republicans to come on the right side of any issue have to have experienced the thing. They can't have empathy.
Right. So I'm all for waterboarding every single member of the Republican Congress.
Yeah.
Who don't think it's torture,
right?
By the way, it was supported by Senator Dianne Feinstein, one of our senators here in commie pinko liberal land of fruits and nuts,
sure.
California, who is the vice chairperson of the intelligence committee.
Yeah.
So this did pass. So now this has passed pretty convincingly, overwhelmingly,
so,
that we don't want to torture people, but 21, including Mitch McConnell, and including Tehran Tom Cotton, that asshole from Arkansas, who, the traitor who wrote that letter to Iran saying, don't negotiate with our president because we're not going to back it up.
What an asshole.
And those 42, 47, I forget, how many traitors were there?
69.
That signed that letter.
Yeah, but like, if
apparently some of them jumped ship, though, and didn't vote for this.
So if you're a covert agent type and you are questioning someone, what? So now you won't torture them because it's against the law?
Well, of course. Right.
I mean,
I'm sure shit happens off the boards.
Sure.
Or what do they do? They'll outsource it, right?
Oh, yeah. Send them to Saudi Arabia.
We won't torture, but let's have our Israeli friends ask them a few questions.
These guys in Yemen, they want to prod
right.
you. And poke you.
Yeah, our friends, the Saudis, they're going to talk to you for a couple minutes. Welcome to America.
Just tell them what they want to hear.
So at least symbolically, overtly were on the right side.
That's awesome, man.
For a few seconds.
We're pretending to do the right thing. That's better than just not doing anything, right?
Right.
Because sooner or later, you'll just start doing the right thing, you know?
And I really, maybe. I really want to understand the justification by the assholes that voted against it. You know what they're just going to say? Well, that's an enhanced interrogation technique. Yeah. That's not torture.
Yeah, don't be a pussy.
It honestly. Ain't torture if we do it.
Right.
Meanwhile, there's they executed Japanese in World War II for waterboarding. We did. For waterboarding our guys, for torturing our guys. We executed people for war crimes. But all of a sudden, in 2003, Ashcroft decided it's legal. I think it's okay. Cover up those titties on those nasty ancient statues. That makes me sick, and that hurts my fifis, and that is immoral. But by all means, let's torture the fuck out of any brown person we don't like in the name of America. That's completely immoral. Disgusting.
We suck.
Disgusting.
Hey. But no more torture. That's good, right? Right?
Hopefully.
I mean, you know.
Hopefully. And
I mean,
but again, how
it's all,
embarrassing it is that it's 2015 and we have to pass a law saying, aren't we supposed to be the shining beacon on the hill, Ryan?
Well, now we have to figure out what torture is. Is torture when you take a car battery and then get some electrodes and you hook it up to somebody's nips like they did it with Keanu Reeves?
If you don't leave a mark, who knows? These guys would say no.
Right.
They think waterboarding is not torture.
That's why I always think like 24 is pro torture, because they always show Jack Bauer torturing the person to get the launch codes out of him right before the 11th hour.
And then it's been shown and proven that it doesn't necessarily work.
The information is dubious.
Well, right.
At best. That,
and a lot of times they'll tell you what you want to hear.
Sure.
You know why? To make the torture stop.
Oh, my God. We're in a city.
So they'll lie and tell you whatever you want to hear.
We're in a city where people just tell you what you think you want to hear, you know?
Right.
To your face.
Oh, Los Angeles?
Yeah, yes.
California? Are you saying people are insincere here?
People are torturers here. You're right. Horrible.
Yeah, verbal.
Yes. Well, they
can
don't
I
even
tell you
need
about
to.
My latest project.
No.
Ah, waterboard me, please.
Can we both just sit here in silence and pretend we're not who we are at all?
Will you read my script?
No.
Ah.
No.
I'll, waterboard me.
What if you give it to me and I said I read it and then I'm going to say how much I love it?
I love it. It's great. It's beautiful. So that's what's going on there. Congratulations to our country for finally saying we're, you know, not going to commit war crimes anymore.
Woohoo! Gold stars all around,
good
guys.
Good job, America.
Woo!
We're going to hang this one on the fridge, America. That was great of you.
Oh, okay.
I'm really grossed out today. I'm
why?
I'm just a little angry with the right-wing nut job
me
that's
too.
Been going on.
I mean, seriously, what the fuck are those guys fucking thinking?
Right.
All of them.
Going to shit.
Jeez.
And these people are...
Can they just accept the fact that Jesus is black as well as Santa Claus?
Right. God damn it. Jesus is white.
And gay.
There's... Oh, God. Sarah Palin's talking. I'm not even going to read about what the hell she's... What? She's trying to remain relevant.
She's still relevant. On her network?
Feminism. She hates feminism.
But she's a female. How's said, that?
Women need the government, quote, like a fish needs a bicycle.
Hey, keep them coming. I love that one. That's great.
There you go.
How's that make sense?
There's some of the beautiful prose you can get if you subscribe to Sarah Palin TV.
Is that an Alaskanism or something? A fish needs a bicycle.
Like a fish needs a bicycle. Don't you know?
So stupid.
Moron. I guess that's... Oh, here's one more thing before we wrap it up here for Crab Diving Tuesday.
Wrap it up.
This one I just thought was a pretty hilarious...
Strap it on.
Headline.
Oh, yes.
This is from The Gothamist. This is a New York...
Batman?
...paper, a New York City newspaper.
Is Gotham New York? Is that the deal?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I didn't know that.
And it says, Subway masturbator apologizes to victim. Quote, I was extremely intoxicated.
Oh, man.
On Sunday, there was a woman riding the N train from Manhattan to Queens.
Right.
Where they have public transportation, something that we lust for here in Los Angeles,
California. We would love that.
Fuck you to the Fords and the evil car industry, by the way, for killing public transportation here in California.
Eat a dick.
And fuck you to the Cokes, who currently are trying to kill public transportation everywhere.
Fuck everyone.
So there was a guy apparently, wanking it, staring at her.
Oh, nice.
On the train, even followed her off the train.
Right. Well, that's assault, right? I mean, it's creepy.
She wrote about it on her Facebook page.
No, she blogged.
Posted a video of the guy that she took. Well, then the guy, I don't know that I would have done this, but the guy reached out to her, apparently saw himself on social media.
Ooh.
And said, I'm terribly sorry for my behavior. I was extremely intoxicated.
Did he tag himself?
I just want you to know I'm deeply sorry. I don't think he did. I think he's a PM.
I was drunk. What do you want?
But, of course, we have the video of him.
Is it funny?
He did say his name. My name is this. Yes, I'm the guy from this morning. I'm terribly sorry for my behavior. I was extremely intoxicated. I just want you to know I'm deeply sorry. I really don't remember anything.
He mentioned his name?
But was notified about your post through a friend of a mutual friend.
Oh,
so this guy
shit.
Got seen on Facebook by a friend of a friend, was like, oh my God.
Oh, shit.
Sting was right. Every breath you take.
Every
move you
jerk
make.
You make.
Right.
Every spunk you shake.
Gross. We'll be watching you. That's
so
amazing. God.
Social media takes that guy out.
Yes.
That's about it for today, ladies and gentlemen. Keep your hands off yourselves.
Long live the public jacker.
We're going to be back tomorrow, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 on the Eastern Coast at crabdiving.com/live.
Perfect.
Then you'll be able to download us as a podcast at iTunes and Stitcher or at crabdiving.com.
Thumbs us up.
Don't forget, all of our social media is at crabdiving.com over there on the left. Tickle those blue buttons. Go to whatever portal you want to.
Patronize us. And patronize us.
If you're going to buy anything, buy it through Amazon. crabdiving.com/Amazon. And we get a little cut. We'd appreciate that. Find out where Ryan Pfeiffer is going to be doing some comedy type stuff. Follow his Twitter at RatedRComedy or go to his website, RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter at Vile Experience. Oh, so vile.
And don't forget, everything's at crabdiving.com, everybody. See you tomorrow. Don't jerk off on the subway.
TTFN.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.